sorry, I can't be real loud. Iris is asleep. Don't get me started. I know, I know. Just, yeah. Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I'm sorry, that means we couldn't, you know, Skype call. I mean, she would definitely wake up. Don't want to scar her for life. I was totally gonna put the moves on you, though. Uh-huh. I'm wearing your button-up shirt. The one that I stole from you. I was gonna strip for you. I was pretty sure that I could make you change your mind that way. Yeah, well, my brother dropped her off. I guess they're having some problems. So, the only place she had to sleep was in here, because, well, Chloe's on the couch, and, you know. Damn, though. You know? I really wanted to talk to you. I really wanted to see if I could make you change your mind. I mean, it's kind of naughty, right? I mean, computer sexing. Yeah, I know it's silly. What can I say? It makes me feel like a kid or something. All sneaking around. Of course it doesn't take much to get me hot nowadays. I mean, considering there are little rules, right? I hope things are at least a little bit hard for you, too. I'd feel horrible if it was just hard for me. So you're not going to tell me about it then? Spoil sport. Well, the things you do for family. Not only have I got to sleep with a 6-year-old over here, that means I've got to sleep with clothes on. The last time I slept with clothes on was like, I don't know, 6 years ago. The night that I was overnight at the hospital, about 6 years ago. Alright, baby. Well, she's starting to stir, so I've got to shut up. Fingers crossed I can Skype you tomorrow, and I'll break you then, I swear. You let me ride. Kisses, sweetie.